How PSPA's financial support helps people with PSP and CBD. For people living with PSP or CBD, the cost of everyday life can rise sharply while household income falls. Heating bills can increase as people spend more time at home. Homes may need adapting, and equipment such as wheelchairs, walkers, or hoists can become essential. PSPA's financial support service includes help to access state benefits, practical guidance from the helpline team, and support grants to fund things like wheelchairs, mobility aids, travel costs, or therapies. Here, three people share how this support made a difference to them. It didn't just buy a wheelchair, it brought us back our time together. Richard, on his lightweight wheelchair. As Richard Chamberlain's PSP symptoms progressed, the life he and his wife Linda cherished began to shrink. Richard was diagnosed with PSP in 2022. Richard is incredible at seeing the positive in everything. "We never let things get us down," Linda shares. But despite this optimism, the couple were faced with real practical limitations. Their walks were reduced to short distances, leaning heavily on two walking sticks or relying on Linda to push a bulky walker. They tried a mobility scooter. "It was so big and heavy that I needed help just to get it in and out of the car," Linda explains. Gradually, the small pleasures that had once shaped their life slipped away. Trips to the coast became too difficult. Visits to the garden centre were cut short. "It was straight back to the car after a coffee," Linda says. Sometimes Richard would just stay in the car or choose not to come out at all. Linda had often heard about PSPA support grants at the Norwich Support Group, but never imagined they would need one until a friend showed her a lightweight electric wheelchair her mother had been using. With guidance from PSPA's helpline, they applied for a support grant. "The impact of the new wheelchair was immediate," Richard said. "The wheelchair is amazing. It's so easy to control. Weighing just 16 kilograms, it's light enough for Linda to lift in and out of the car without help. For the first time in a long while, they can go out without anxiety." Richard said, "It's great to be able to spend more time together doing the things we love." Recently, they even made it back to the coast with their elderly dog. "I could help look after him again," Richard says. "That's something I just couldn't manage with walking sticks." The wheelchair has enabled the couple to visit the garden centre, go on walks, and enjoy days out. "We want to thank PSPA and the helpline team," he adds. "The grant didn't just buy a wheelchair, it brought us back our time together." For John Manitara, financial support from PSPA arrived at a moment of sheer exhaustion. John's wife Jill became ill at 57 while she was still working. The changes were subtle at first. A fall, then behavioural shifts that were initially put down to menopause or stress. "It took until January 2024 to get a PSP diagnosis," John says. "By then, it was clear how aggressive it was, especially cognitively." Jill's condition deteriorated rapidly. She now has very limited speech, needs help with all aspects of daily life, and requires constant supervision. "I'm up 5 or 6 times a night," John explains. "I work 60 hours a week for a charity, and I'm juggling care, cleaning, shopping. It's relentless." Jill lost her income 3 years ago, and the financial impact was immediate. When it became clear she needed a wheelchair, John faced an impossible choice. "The day centre won't take Jill unless she has a wheelchair and a carer," he says. "But I simply couldn't afford a few £100 for a wheelchair." Referred to PSPA through Addenbrookes Hospital, John contacted the charity for help. "When PSPA said they could fund it, it was a huge burden lifted off our shoulders," he says. "They were quick approachable and incredibly supportive. The wheelchair has transformed daily life. Jill can attend the day centre, interact with others, and take part in singing and music sessions. John can work, knowing she is safe. That wheelchair has improved Jill's life and mine, he says. Without it, visiting family or doing anything outside the house would be incredibly difficult. Unlocking support with benefits. Alongside support grants, PSPA helps people access benefits they may be entitled to through a referral to the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, Home Visiting Service. David Preston's wife, Julia, is living with CBD. David said, "It was a tremendous help to receive a call from PSPA offering positive assistance." Through PSPA's referral, a DWP representative visited them at home to help complete the attendance allowance form. David explains, "The man was pleasant, understanding, and patient. These forms are extremely intimidating. PSPA's supporting letter and information helped David and Julia explain the reality of Julia's needs, leading to the application being successful. The additional funds are most welcome," David says. "Extra costs appear for the most unexpected places, such as the installation of support rails on our staircase and a £600 increase in our car insurance following the removal of Julia from the policy, as she can no longer drive. We could not believe it." Living as well as possible. PSPA's financial support enables people with PSP and CBD, their carers and family, to live the best possible quality of life. As Linda and Richard, John and Jill and David and Julia show, sometimes a relatively small amount of support can restore independence and relieve stress. More info. For more information on our support grants, DWP Visiting Service, or any other information and support services, please contact our helpline on telephone 0300 0110 122 or email helpline@pspassociation.org.uk.